Hello there, bitch. Are you comfortable right now? I doubt it. Wrist and ankle chained, gagged, probably blindfolded. You're disoriented and scared too, I'd imagine, which is perfectly normal under the circumstances. For a little while at least, you need to get your shit together and listen to this tape. It is very relevant to your situation. Now, I'm going to tell you, in detail, why you've been kidnapped, what's going to happen to you, and how long you'll be here. I don't know the details of your capture, because this tape has been created March 15th of 2017, as a general advisory tape for future captives. The information I'm going to give you is based on my experience dealing with captives over a period of several years. If, at any future date, there are any major changes in our procedures, the tape will be updated. Now, you're obviously here against your will, totally helpless, don't know where you're at, don't know what's going to happen to you. You're very scared, or very pissed off. I'm sure you've already tried to get your wrists and ankles loose, and no, you can't. Now you're just waiting to see what's going to happen next. You probably think you're going to get raped, and you are right about that. Our primary interest is what you've got between your legs. You'll be raped thoroughly and repeatedly in any hole you have, because basically, you've been snatched and brought here for us to train you and use as a sex slave. Sounds kind of far out, right? Well, I suppose it is to the uninitiated, but we do it all the time. Now, it's going to take a lot of adjustment on your part, and you're not going to like it a fucking bit, but I don't give a big rat's ass about that. It's not like you're going to have any choice about the matter. You've been taken by force, and you're going to be kept and used by force. What all this amounts up to is that you're going to be kept naked and chained up, like an animal, to be used and abused anytime we want to, any way that we want to. And you might as well start getting used to it, because you're going to be kept here and used until such time as we get tired of fucking around with you. And we will, eventually. In a month or two, maybe three. It's no big deal. Now, my friend and I have been keeping sex slaves for years to keep one or two captives available constantly to satisfy our particular needs. We're very selective when we snatch a captive to use for these purposes. You're probably small-bodied, the little mousy type that scares easily. The ones that are always scared shitless, easy to handle, easier to train. And they usually have tight little holes, making perfect slaves. Anytime that we go on a hunting trip, if we can't find what we're looking for, we usually start looking at the gay bars. And if we don't find anything there, well, we'll snatch up anything that we can find that's clean and well-built, because we don't like coming back empty-handed. Because there's plenty of bitches out there to choose from. And with a little practice and deception, most of them are pretty easy to get with little risk. But at this point, it makes little difference what category you fall into. You're here, and we're going to make the most of it. You're going to be kept in a hidden slave room. It's pretty much soundproof, escape-proof, and is completely stocked with devices and equipment to satisfy our sexual fetishes and deviations. There may or may not be another person in the room. Occasionally, for variety, we like to keep two slaves at the same time. In either case, if you're fresh meat, you'll definitely be getting the most attention for a while. Now, as I said earlier, you're going to be kept like an animal. I guess I've been doing this too long. As far as I'm concerned, you're just a piece of meat to be used and exploited. I don't give a flying fuck about your mind or how you feel about this situation. I don't care if you're married, have a boyfriend, girlfriend, a job, a car payment. Fuck it. I don't give a rat's ass about any of that. And I don't want to hear about it. It's something you're going to have to deal with after we turn you loose. I make it a point never to like a slave, and I fucking sure don't have any respect for you. Here, your status is no more than that of one of the dogs or one of the animals out in the barn. Your only value to us is the fact that you have a usable body. And like the rest of our animals, you'll be fed and watered, kept in good physical condition, and kept reasonably clean and allowed to use the toilet when necessary. In return, you're going to be used hard, especially during your first few days while you're new and fresh. You're going to be kept chained in a variety of different positions, usually with your legs or knees forced wide apart. Any hole that you may have is going to get a real workout, especially your asshole. On numerous occasions, you're going to be forced to suck cock or eat pussy until your jaws ache and your tongue is sore. You may not like it, but you're sure fucking gonna do it. And that's the easy part. Our fetishes and hang-ups include stringent bondage, dungeon games, a little sadism, nothing serious, but uncomfortable and sometimes painful. You know, just a few little hang-ups that we like to use when we're getting off. If you're a vanilla bitch and ignorant about fetishes and deviations, you're about to get an enlightening crash course in sex ed. Who knows? You may like some of it. It happens occasionally. Now, I've already told you that you're going to be kept here a month or two, maybe even three, if you keep us turned on. If it's up to my guy, we'd keep you indefinitely. He says it's just as much fun and less risky. But personally, I like a variety. Fresh meat, now and then. Always fun to play with. We take 4 or 5 different people a year, depending on our urges and sometimes accidental encounters. So basically, I guess you could say we're like predators. We're always looking. Anytime an opportunity that presents itself and it's not too risky, we'll make sure to seize the moment. Even if we've already got one in the playroom, variety is definitely the spice of life. Now, I'm sure that you're a great little piece of ass and you're going to be a lot of fun to play with, but we'll get tired of you eventually. This is the part where you're worried, well, am I going to die? No. If we killed every bitch and dumb buck that we kidnapped, there'd be bodies strung all over the country. And besides, it's not our style. So, I've devised a safe alternate method of disposal. I've had plenty of bitches to practice on over the years, so I've pretty well got it down pat. And I enjoy doing it, because I get off on mind games. After we get completely done with you, you're going to be drugged up real heavy with a combination of sodium phenethol and phenobarbital. They're both hypnotic drugs that will make you extremely susceptible to hypnosis, auto-hypnosis, and hypnotic suggestion. You're going to be kept drugged a couple of days while I play with your mind. By the time I get through brainwashing you, you're not going to remember a fucking thing about this little adventure. You won't remember this place, us, or what's happened to you. There won't be any DNA evidence because you're all bathed, all of your holes thoroughly flushed out. You'll be dressed, sedated, and turned loose on some country road, bruised, sore all over, but nothing that won't heal up in a week or two. I know the thought of being brainwashed may not be appealing to you, but we've been doing it a long time, and it works well. And it's the lesser of two evils, and I'm sure you'd prefer that. In lieu of something a little bit more violent. Okay. Undoubtedly, somebody's going to be looking for you. I get that. There may or may not be a missing persons report. But nobody's going to be looking for you here. They don't have any idea where you're at. You don't even know where you're at. We're always careful about that. There's not going to be any knights in shining armor coming to rescue you. You are strictly on your own, and under the circumstances. I bet that's a scary thought. If there's another person in the room, they won't be able to help you either. Because they're going to be in the same position that you're in. Now, as for escaping, I'm sure you'll try to figure out a way. That's human nature. But it's not hardly even worth talking about here. It wouldn't be prudent on our part to have you running around in the woods screaming rape. It would be an embarrassment, to say the least. I'm kind of well known in my community, and I just can't have that. Consequently, you're going to be kept in an environment that is even more secure than a prison cell. If it's not already been done, very shortly a steel collar is going to be padlocked around your neck. It has a long, heavy chain that is padlocked to a ring in the floor. The collar will never be removed until you're turned loose. It's a permanent fixture. The hidden playroom, where you're being kept, has steel walls, floor, and ceiling. It's virtually soundproof and has a steel door with two keyed locks. The hinges are welded on, and there are two heavy deadbolts on the outside. The room is totally escape-proof, even with tools. Anytime that you're left unattended in the room, your wrists will be chained, and there are electronic sensors to let us know if you move around too much. And if that's not enough, there's a closed-circuit TV system with a surveillance camera. It's wired to the main TV in the living room so that we can watch and check in on you once in a while. Or just sit and watch you for the fun of it. Electronics is a wonderful thing. Expensive, but hell, everything in the room is expensive. And damn well worth it. If everybody knew how much fun it was to keep a sex slave, a lot more people would be chained up in somebody's basement, huh? Anyways, we've had a lot of practice at this. And we're not real concerned about you escaping. You're fucking sure not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, if you're not already naked, you soon will be. Your clothing will be bagged up until such time as we decide to turn you loose. As far as being naked goes, you might as well get used to it. For what you're going to be used for, clothing would just be in the way. As I stated before, you'll be fed and watered on a regular basis. Not much of either, as much as you're used to, I'm sure, but enough to keep you healthy. You'll be fed once a day, like the rest of the animals, during the first few days, until you adjust to it and your stomach shrinks up. You're going to feel a little weak, and you'll be hungry all the time. It won't take long, 3 or 4 days. And during the first few days, until your adjustment to the environment, I'd prefer to keep you in a weakened condition anyways. Now, you already know that you've been kidnapped and brought here for us to train and use you as a sex slave. I realize that being abducted and being forced into sexual slavery is a hard pill to swallow. Some people really have a lot of trouble with it, and I'm sure you will, to a certain extent. But face it, you can't get away. You can't say no. You're going to be naked all the time. You won't be able to struggle or resist. You're going to have to lay there and take it, good or bad, no matter what's being done to you. A scary thought? Yeah, but there are no other options. Nothing that you can say or do will change the fact that this is going to happen. No matter how much you beg and plead. And we hear it a lot. Almost all of them cry, especially during the first 3 or 4 days. And some of them scream and threaten. But I have this little poster on the wall in the playroom that says it all. If they're worth taking, they're worth keeping. And I'm going to tell you, just so you know, since you're being kept here against your will, we will never trust anything you say, do, or promise. You're a potential threat to us, and you will always be treated as such. On numerous occasions, I've been told that they'd do anything I wanted them to do if I'd just take the chains off. I've been offered ransom money, but I like to use the chains. Money's not that important, and masochists are rare as hell. I wonder what your scam's gonna be. Not anything that I haven't heard before, I'm sure. If you get the chance to talk at all. Now, if you think all this stuff is sick and depraved, you haven't seen anything yet. This is a whole new world. Here, anything can happen, and often does. We like living in the mountains, because it's quiet, secluded, private, and everybody minds their own business. The only close house belongs to our friends, and they don't hear or see anything. Okay, so on to your training, the rules and punishment. Okay, here, you're a slave and discipline is extremely strict. You're going to be given a set of rules, things you can and cannot do, and you will learn to comply because each time you violate a rule, you will be punished. As soon as each rule is told to you, it will become law as far as you're concerned. And you know what's going to happen every time you fuck up. We'll use a couple of methods of punishment. A whip is an excellent training aid. So is an electroshock machine. Anytime you get out of line, one or both will be used on your body, and I assure you, it will not be pleasant. There are not many rules, and they're very easy to remember, but you're going to make mistakes. Every slave does, but I don't like repeat offenders. It really gets me upset. Basically, I have a 3-strikes-and-you're-out rule. The third time you violate, it's going to be full punishment. After the first day, we will not be cutting you any slack at all. We will expect total obedience. Now, let's start this off right. You are a slave. You don't realize it yet, but you will eventually. I'm your mistress, and my man is your master. You will be totally docile. You'll be very quiet, and you'll only speak when spoken to. Never initiate conversation. Keep your mouth shut. Anytime that you're spoken to, you will be required to respond, and it will be with proper speech. Remember that we are in the dungeon game, and as long as you're here, it's the only game in town. Anytime that you're asked a question where a yes or no is required, you will respond by saying, "Yes, mistress, no, mistress, yes, master, no, master, etc., etc." You will show proper respect. Having to use the word mistress or master may sound funny to you, but that's all right. If you choose not to do it, you can laugh while you're being whipped or when your body's convulsing under the electroshock machine. You will respond to commands without protest or resistance. Do exactly what you're told, nothing else. Remember that you're here a slave, and failure to respond to a command will definitely get you in trouble. You will not resist. You will not struggle. When I tell you to spread your legs, you say yes, mistress, and obey the command, because to do anything less will get you beaten. A slave must always obey every command and offer no resistance. Remember that. Never say no unless it's justified, like in response to a question. If either one or both of us decide to put you in a different bondage position, the chains will be taken off the various parts of your body, wrists and ankles, never off your neck. Don't kick, struggle, or resist in any way. If you do, you're going to be in a world of hurt. If you're told to hold your leg out so a chain can be attached to your ankle, you say yes, mistress, or yes, master, and hold your leg out. For repeated rule violations, the punishments are eventually going to become harsh and even brutal, and you won't have anyone to blame but yourself. Now, I should also tell you that there's going to be times when the whip and electroshock is used not for punishment, but for our pleasure. The difference will be that when it's done for pleasure, the whip strokes will be much lighter. They'll sting like hell, but they won't have that burning sensation and leave welts that hurt for hours. As for the electroshock machine, the voltage will be turned down. It won't be that harsh. Not in the way that it makes your body convulse and jerk all over the table. You haven't experienced any of that yet, but I'm sure you will. So to avoid these punishments, you're going to have to be very quiet, very docile, and very obedient. And I imagine that's going to be hard for you to do. You'll probably try us a few times to see if this is real. Most captives do. If you want to, be my guest, because it's all part of the game. Now let's discuss talking. You cannot talk. You cannot speak unless you've been given permission to speak. This rule gets most people in trouble because they can't seem to keep their goddamn mouth shut. They always want to whine, beg, plead, try to talk to me into turning them loose. I used to listen to it. Not anymore. I enjoy the blessed silence. Around here, the only time I ever want to hear you initiate speech is if you have to use the restroom, and you will learn to do it properly. Mistress, may I please use the restroom? In response, I'll ask you what you need to do. If you have to pee, you say, pee, mistress. If you have to shit, you'll say, shit, mistress. It will be done that way because, quite often, you'll be in heavy restraints. A lot of straps on your body, chains on your wrists and ankles, a bunch of stuff that's time-consuming and hard to get loose. So, if you have to shit, you might have to hold it for a while. Whatever the case, we need to know. And you definitely need to tell us, because if you make a mess, you're going to be punished, and you'll have to clean it up. Now, I've covered the basics pretty thoroughly. You know to keep your mouth shut and not try to talk. You know the proper way to say mistress and master. And you know how you're expected to act and respond to commands. If you can learn to do all of that, there will not be a great deal of punishment. We'll get along pretty good. You're going to be required to learn fast. Training is not one of my favorite things to do, as I prefer fucking around with the slaves that's already trained. I've already given you the basics, so there's not much to learn. But until you accept the fact that you're a slave, you're probably going to have problems with it. Remember that each time you fuck up, you're going to be punished. And after it's happened a few times, you're really going to dread it. So, you definitely need to be a mousy little bitch. You're not in any position to be otherwise. We've done this so many times. We know exactly what we like to do with a slave. If you don't give us any trouble, we won't do any more to your body than is necessary to satisfy our sexual needs. So, anyways, that pretty well covers the most of it. Have I missed anything? I don't think so. Oh, let's talk about screaming. Every once in a while, we get a screamer. Some bitch that just wants to scream and scream and scream all the time. And it definitely gets them in trouble because it gets on my nerves. Very shortly, that gag is going to be removed. We live in an isolated area, so screaming is not usually a problem. In the playroom, it's not much of a problem at all because of the soundproofing, but it irritates the fuck out of me. There's a time and place. Occasionally, I like to hear a bitch scream, but usually not. The only thing that screaming is going to get you around here is a lot of punishment. And if you do it habitually, I'll just keep a ball gag in your mouth all the time. It'll only be taken out for you to eat and suck. I've already told you about initiating conversation. Don't do it. Don't say anything. You'll be punished. If you're a smoker, now's a good time to quit. Not gonna buy your cigarettes. And if you ask for one, you're just gonna get a few whip marks across your back. There's gonna be times when you're under stress. A certain amount of stress, and you may forget. But that's no excuse. Each time you fuck up, you're gonna be punished. After you're here a few days, it'll eventually become automatic, and there'll no longer be a problem. I understand this is going to be an adjustment period. Don't say anything, don't struggle or resist, no matter what we do, because we are going to start enforcing the rules immediately. During the course of the day, you're going to be used and abused at our discretion. The second day, after you get totally familiar with the rules and procedures, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. A lot of it will be very unpleasant for you, but you might as well get used to it because it's going to be like that for a while now. Eventually, things will settle down. Until then, take it day by day. Well, I believe I've told you everything I can. I can't predict the future. I can't predict changes of procedure. But if this tape is still being played, I have to assume that it is still reasonably accurate. And I can only give you advice. Be smart. Don't scream. Don't talk. Be quiet. Be obedient. And by all means, show proper respect. Have a nice day.